Heavenly Father, on this Lord's Day, on this Easter Sunday, we give you thanks and praise that we serve a risen Savior. We thank you, Lord, that because Jesus Christ was born, lived, died, and rose again, we know that we can have victory in life and in death and through eternity. Meet with us now as we sing your praises, as we lift you, as we love you. We pray that you might be risen anew and afresh in our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen.
Please stand with us as we sing, He Lives.
On the third verse, when we get to the end there, you ask me how I know He lives. He lives, He lives, He lives three times within my heart, okay? Let's really let it ring. Thank you.
Surround, lift up your voice and sing eternal hallelujahs to Jesus Christ the King. Hope of all who seek Him, the help of all who find. None other is so loving, so good and kind. He lives, He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, He lives, salvation to impart.
Worship folder and on the screen is an Easter litany. I invite you to join with us now as we read together responsively. Jesus came and walked among us
and told us about God's great love.
Jesus came and walked among us
and loved and laughed and taught and healed.
And then He was gone, killed by people who thought they needed to protect their power.
And by crowds who allowed themselves to be talked into turning against Jesus.
The day was dark and sad.
Our hearts were broken and we felt empty.
But that was Friday.
And today is Sunday.
Now everything is different.
Jesus is alive.
Because Jesus is alive, we have life.
We have peace, hope, joy, and new life.
Through our risen Lord, we're called to be healers and peacemakers.
We are people who love instead of hate and forgive instead of trying to get even.
Every day we will tell the world with our words and with our lives,
Jesus is alive
and we are God's Easter people. Alleluia. Praise the Lord. Jesus is alive and we are God's Easter people. Alleluia. Praise the Lord.
Glory be to the Father.
You may be seated. As we prepare to go to prayer this morning, are there joys and concerns that you'd like to share? I got a text message just this morning as we were on the way here from Una Long. Her sister, Irene Pratt, her heart has stopped several times, so she's having a pacemaker put in, and Una said she'll be gone for a couple weeks to be with her. So do keep them in your prayers. Any others? As the music plays, allow God to prepare your heart for prayer. Our Heavenly Father, on this Easter Sunday, we give you thanks and praise for loving us so much. Lord, may we not get so focused on the cross of the Christ that we forget to give glory, honor, and praise to the Christ of the cross, to the Christ of the empty tomb, to the one who suffered and died and rose again, that we might have eternal life beginning right here and right now, and taking us on through all of eternity. This morning, Lord, we would pray for those who are going through difficult times, those who need your healing touch, physically, mentally, emotionally, those who are going through difficulties with finances, with jobs or lack thereof, with relationships. We pray for your healing to be upon them. Today, may they experience the power of the risen Christ in their hearts and lives. We pray today that you would be with our troops around the globe as they are again reminded of what they're missing back home with family, friends, with church family. We pray that you'd watch over them and keep them safe. Be with their families, Lord, during this time of absence. Lift them up. We pray today that you'd be with all of those who are right in the middle of the battlefields of this world. Children, young people, adults, senior adults, who are suffering atrocities that we cannot begin to imagine. Heavenly Father, as we watch TV and we read the papers, we're reminded that there are so many places in this world where there's anything but peace. We're reminded of North Korea, where hundreds of thousands of people are on the verge of starvation, and billions of dollars are being spent on armaments. We're reminded of Syria, Lord, where people are seeking to find a place of safety and too often are finding tragedy instead. We're reminded even right here in the great United States of America that there are so many people today who are hungry. There are people who are homeless, helpless, hurting, and hopeless. What a mission field we have. Lord, we need to put a big billboard right on our front lawn, facing the front door of the church, so that as we go out, we would see it and it would say, "You are now entering the mission field." Remind us, Lord, of so many that need your healing touch, and we are called to be your ambassadors. May we reach out to them, sharing your love and your care, sharing the fact that God indeed is alive and well, and he wants to share his love with them through us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that Jesus Christ is alive. Thank you that we have a living faith. Thank you that we have a living love. Use us now to your honor and glory. We ask it in the wonderful name of Jesus, who taught us all to pray together, saying, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen." Ushers, would you come? Heavenly Father, this morning we thank you for your love and for your care. We thank you for loving us so much. We are so blessed. We pray now that you'd bless these, our gifts to you for the building of your kingdom. Bless the giver. Bless the one who's unable to give, in Jesus' name. Amen. standing, if you would, please, for the reading of the gospel from Matthew chapter 28. Early on Sunday morning, as the new day was dawning, Mary Magdalene and then the other Mary went out to see the tomb. Suddenly there was a great earthquake because an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and rolled aside the stone and sat on it. His face shone like lightning, and his clothing was white as snow. The guards shook with fear when they saw him, and they fell into a dead faint. Then the angel spoke to the women. "Don't be afraid," he said. "I know you're looking for Jesus who was crucified. He isn't here. He has been raised from the dead, just as he said would happen. Come, see where the body was lying. Now go quickly and tell his disciples that he has been raised from the dead, and he is going ahead of you to Galilee. You will see him there. Remember, I have told you." The women ran quickly from the tomb. They were very frightened, but also filled with great joy. And they rushed to find the disciples to greet them with the angel's message. And as they went, Jesus met them. "Greetings," he said. And they ran to him, held his feet, and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Don't be afraid. Go tell my brothers to leave for Galilee. They will see me there." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Yeah. There is such power in God's presence. He is almighty, and yet his might is perfectly balanced by his overwhelming love. He loved the world so much that from the very beginning, he made a plan for our redemption, and he created every place and everything that would make it happen.
Used to make the old rugged Upon an initial thought, Calvary might seem as a lasting place of sadness, grief, and pain. However, instead of it being a place of great tragedy, it became the place where we can discover how deeply God loved us and what He was willing to sacrifice to redeem us. All any of us has to do is respond to His love and trust and gratitude.
Can anything ever separate us from Christ's love? Does it mean that He no longer loves us if we have trouble or calamity or are persecuted or are hungry or cold or in danger or threatened with death? No. Despite all these things, Overwhelming victory is ours through Christ who loved us. Whether we are high above the sky or in the deepest ocean, nothing in all creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Christ Jesus, our Lord.
Today, we celebrate Calvary's love, Jesus Christ's victory over darkness, and victory over the grave. Because he is alive, we have hope.
We must never forget the most amazing and profound words that came from the angel that day. Why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here. He is risen.
And that, my friends, is what Easter is all about. Singing and celebrating the fact that Jesus Christ is indeed alive and well. And you can be too. This song by Bill Gaither that we're going to close with, we're just going to sing the chorus. You might say, well, that's my favorite song. I want to sing some more of it. I'll tell you what. You come back next Sunday, and we will. Next Sunday's sermon is entitled, Because He Lives. So guess what song I'm going to use as part of that service. All right, but the chorus says it all. Because He Lives, I can face tomorrow. Because He Lives, all fear is gone. Because I know He holds the future. And life is worth the living just because He lives. Let's stand as we sing and celebrate.
Because He lives.
Let's pick up that tempo just a little bit. Let's pick up our hands a little bit. Let's make this a chorus of praise on this Easter Sunday.
Because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Because He lives, all fear is gone. Because I know
may you leave this place, serving a risen Savior, knowing that He is alive and well, not only in the world today, but in your heart. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and all God's people said, Amen. Amen.